You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 194. This is a wake-up call. Thank you for tuning in. Today, I want to share some things with you that Spirit wants you to think about. It's a wake-up call because everything that's going on around us is actually an opportunity for change for the better. You have the choice to see this as an opportunity or as a crisis. And I want to remind you that your perspective of reality is what creates your reality. And if you choose to perceive this time that we are living in as an opportunity for change, for healing, and for awakening, then that's what it will be for you. You will begin to experience an entirely different reality than someone who sees this as a crisis. It's an opportunity to get our stuff together. You can even feel the difference in those words, how they affect you. When you say them, opportunity feels light and more joyful, and crisis drops your energy and feels gloomy and heavy. They have vibrations. This is why you have to be very careful the words that you use and how you speak, because your words have an effect on your reality. They literally have a vibrational effect on your mind, your body, and your surroundings. They will alter your perspective of reality for better or for worse. These words are completely different frequencies, and they will yield completely different manifestations. Now, we spoke about how fear affects your thinking, and it prevents you from having the ability to think rationally. Fear also weakens your immune system. So Spirit encourages us to use this as an opportunity to strengthen our immune system and our connection to Source, and to discover your purpose for being on this planet. This is a time of massive change and transformation in our world. And so that means that it's an opportunity to manifest higher vibrations if we choose to. When old structures fall away, then the new can be born. The new higher vibrational energies can manifest on our planet, but they have to come through us. So we have to usher them in. And we usher them in through the way we think, through the words we choose to use, the way we perceive our reality. It's how we bring in these higher vibrations. We can use this as an opportunity to bring better ways of doing things on the planet. We can do this personally and as a collective. Good things can come from this. But in order to get the best and the highest vibration out of this time, you have to see it as an opportunity. You have to see where this can help you take your power back and become more aware, more conscious of everything, including your health, your finances, your relationships, improving all the things in your life on every level. This is an opportunity to study a myriad of subjects, to learn a new language, to grow and expand in ways that you never imagined before. Start thinking of it as an opportunity to make your world a better place. And then when you do that, ideas will begin to flow to you and through you that are of a higher vibration. Remember, you create your own reality. Changing your perspective will change your reality immediately. You will begin to see this as an opportunity rather than a crisis. Your positive perspective of reality will help you accomplish what you were born to do. Remember, we are here because we chose to be here at this time. So let's bring this vibration up by bringing our own personal vibrations up. Let's raise our planet. Our perspective creates our personal reality, and it also influences the collective reality. So your thoughts have a direct effect on everything around you. And this is why you are so powerful. And this is also why those who want to control you need to be able to control your perspective. The more people they are able to get to believe in their narrative, the more control they gain through this manipulation. The more minds they have believing, the more power they have to create what they want to manifest. And this is why Spirit has been telling us for years to turn off the negative news. You've heard me say this over and over again in my podcast, because the negative news is a problem, and it's been a problem for a very long time. It creates fear and depression, and these are very low vibrations. And you must always remember that everything is vibration, and your thoughts, how you feel, are creating vibrations that are radiating out into the universe. You are affecting the collective consciousness. Therefore, you are having an effect on our collective reality. This is why the vibrations of fear and depression are dangerous, and these must be transmuted, because we do not want to create a world that has been manifested from the vibrations of fear and depression. This is dangerous, because whatever you manifest becomes a mirror of the vibration that created it. It's time for you to remember everything I've taught you, everything of good that you've learned from anyone. This is the test, the big test. And this is why we must wake up. You must remember what to do and not to fall into the traps of the devil, because there are booby traps everywhere. You must use your instinct. You must think. You must feel everything out and then pray on it. Ask your higher self to guide you and give you the answers, because there are too many false prophets and lies walking around at this time, and they are here to lead you astray. Even though they are trying to deceive you, you have a choice to listen or not to listen. But if you choose to listen to the deceivers, then you go willingly with the devil. And if you choose that path, then the universe does not interfere, because you are following the devil by choice. You are using your free will, even though you are being deceived. You are using your free will to listen to them and to follow them, because you chose not to do your homework. But if you go and you start to do your own homework, you will find the truth for yourself. Spirit will guide you to the truth. If you ask for help, and you must ask for help, then you will receive help. And this is how some of you found this podcast, because Spirit led you here. I'm your confirmation. And that's why many of you resonate so strongly with my message. It's because what I say, you've already been thinking it. And it's because we're on the same frequency. We are one. In spirit, in heart, and in thought. We are family already. You asked for a confirmation, and now you've received it. The lies and the deceptions are absolutely out of control. There's just too much propaganda going on. It's all over the place, all over the TV, the internet, and some people are really falling for this negative agenda. I don't want you to be one of them. Don't believe the narrative that they want you to believe until you do your own research and you study for yourself. Don't just believe anything, not even me. Go study. But I want you to learn how to listen to your gut, listen to your instinct, and feel that something is wrong. That's your spirit trying to get to you, trying to make you listen, trying to make you think. These demons will stop at nothing to get you to believe in what they want you to believe in. And if you sit in front of that TV all day, then you are allowing them to brainwash you willingly, and you will live with the result of that. You have to be aware and cautious. Be aware when you are only getting one side of the story, because there are pros and cons to everything. But people forget how to think for themselves. This is a problem today, because if you really think about it, every single year it's something. And in an election year, It always gets out of control, but this one is really off the chain. There's an agenda here, people, and it's clear. If you take the time to think about it, every story they push over the news has an agenda behind it, including the shooting in Georgia. And I'm just shocked at how easy it is to tell people what they are seeing with their own eyes. It's amazing to me. And I mean that literally. They tell you what you are seeing. They show you the video of what you're seeing. And then while they're showing you the video, they're telling you what you're seeing. And if you find the video that just plays by itself, which is the one you need to look at, then you can see that something is very wrong there. People just do not think for themselves anymore. But maybe it's because I don't watch TV and I'm not easily brainwashed. But I wanted to take a look at that footage because there's been so much going on around it, people talking about it. I went and pulled it up on the internet, and so many things jumped out to me right away. It was something wrong, very wrong. Nothing added up, including the person who supposedly filmed it. Now, if you pay attention right away, they have absolutely no reaction to anything that's going on. Guns are being fired right outside the car, and they just sit still. The camera doesn't even jerk, like they weren't even shocked that the guns were going to go off. You know, they pull up, boom, boom, boom. And you just tell me you're going to sit still and keep filming. You're not jumping around in your car, trying to back up, trying to get out the way, laying across the seat, trying to get out the way of the bullets. You wouldn't do that if you knew it was going to happen. The person had no surprise. They acted as if they expected it. They just sat right in front of the fight with shotguns going off. And everybody knows shotguns have buckshots behind them, okay? And bullets have nobody's name on them. So they spray. But they just sat there calmly and filmed it. So that was totally not a natural reaction. Not at all. And I noticed that and a lot more that didn't add up. But I'm not going there today because that's not what I'm here for, to talk about that. What I am here to say is people need to think for themselves and stop being so easily deceived. I'm also reminding you that the best thing that you can do at this time is to turn your TV off and go study. Put your mind on something that's going to benefit you. Study how the immune system works. Study how viruses are spread. And don't do your studying on Google. Go get some books. You need to know your history so you don't allow yourself to be brainwashed to repeat it again. Feeding on negativity only creates more negativity. Fear and depression are manifestations of negativity. Go study and research to come up with your own answers and conclusions. Trust yourself. And that means you're going to have to go a little further than using Google and Wikipedia to find your answers. You must realize that those are controlled sources of information. They give you what they want you to have, whether it's true or not. Find some authentic sources of historical data. And even there, you will and can expect some bias. But that's why you study a range of sources in order to come up with better conclusions. What you need to be aware of is when YouTube and Facebook start banning videos like David Icke and interviews that discuss topics that don't agree with the accepted narrative. You want to be aware of that because this is what communist countries do. They control the narrative and they censor any information that goes against their narrative. They keep it away from the public because those countries thrive on propaganda. They can't have anyone questioning what they say is true. But we are supposed to be living in a free country. And that's questionable right now. But we as the people are supposed to be able to listen to various opinions, not just one, and have the right to watch what we want, to listen to what we want, and to believe what we want, as long as it doesn't interfere with someone else's rights. That's what this country was founded on. So why are we seeing so much censorship? You need to ask yourself that. Now, ever since the virus has come to our shores, very shady things have been going on. And it's very obvious that there's something that they don't want us to know about. Hence the removal of videos and the banning of people from YouTube and Facebook. But taking down videos and removing posts only make people more curious to know why. To know why they're being taken down. Why are they trying to stop us from hearing what David Icke has to say? Why don't they want us to know about the negative effects of 5G? And why have they removed the movie Plandemic, which features an interview with Dr. Mikovits? Why? I'll tell you why. Because you might receive some information that they don't want you to know about. That's why. They're afraid of something. And I hope you are not falling for the hype. I constantly encourage you to study. And you will find everything I've shared with you is right. If you study. And I know you don't believe that they're so concerned about you getting the wrong information. Come on, y'all. Please. Please. If they were concerned about you getting wrong information, they would shut the news off a long time ago. Let's just not go there. People, it's time to wake up. So I want you to know that I posted a link to the movie Plandemic on my website so everyone who wants to watch the movie for themselves can. And that's the way it's supposed to be in a free country. And after you watch it, you will understand why that movie has become so controversial. But you need to see it for yourself. Don't let other people tell you what to watch or what not to watch, or what's true and what's not true, just because they don't agree with it. You need to see it for yourself and then make your own decision. Do your own research. Do your own fact finding. You just need to think for yourself. I'm going to give you a quote from Bill Gates, since a whole lot of people want to listen to Bill Gates now. And last time I knew, he didn't have a medical degree. But this is what he said. And I swear this is staying in my mind for the rest of my life. He was speaking to a crowd and he said, if we keep doing a great job with healthcare, vaccinations, and Planned Parenthood, then we will reduce the population by 10 to 15% a year. Did you hear that? He said we will reduce population with healthcare and vaccinations. So we need to wake up. We need to wake up. We have to wake up because it's clear that there's a bigger agenda at play here. Things are happening today that we haven't seen since the time of Hitler. You always have to question why they are attempting to silence people. And if you think about it, a manifestation of silencing people is the wearing of the face mask. Because the mask doesn't prevent the spread of the virus. The virus is tiny, 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 goes right through that mask very easily. So why are they telling us to wear them? And the fact has been pointed out that it's not healthy for us to be breathing in our own waste. When you exhale waste from your lungs. So this just doesn't make sense for you to be breathing it back in. Nothing makes sense if you really think about it. There is a perspective that they want you to have, and it's one of crisis. So the mask, the fake news broadcast, and the overinflated numbers of deaths give you that sense of crisis. This should make you ask, what's really going on? Because doctors are now coming out and telling us that they are being forced to put CV on the death certificates, even when they know that those people didn't die from it. This is totally unprecedented. We have to release the negative perspective of crisis that they want us to create and work to change our perspective to one of opportunity, because positive things come out of positive thoughts and attitudes. Challenging times are times of transformation, but your attitude and belief affect the outcome. So many positive things can come from this. One of them is a stronger sense of unity. We are building stronger communities now because of this. The fact that we now realize that we are all going through this together all over the planet can cause people to have more empathy for one another. and solidarity can form from this. Just like the Q movement, it's all over the world. And this is beautiful. So why did Facebook remove all of the Q groups? Those people weren't hurting anybody. So people, you have to ask the question why. Why do they only want the stories of doom and gloom? It's because they want to create the reality of a crisis. This is an opportunity for you to take your power back, to begin to create a stronger connection with your family, with your community, and with spirit, so that you can develop on a larger level, on an energetic level. And that stronger connection will make us all stronger. This will lead you to manifesting what you came here to do for humanity. This is a time of a rebirth, a time for higher vibrations to manifest on this planet. And this is why we need to see this as an opportunity for positive change so that we can create that reality collectively. Now, before I go, I want you to know that we have added a few important links to our website. And I encourage you to visit our homepage at awakenthehealing.com. Check out the very important links that are right below the podcast player. I'm asking you to please read and sign the petition to stop the House Bill 6666 from being passed. And yes, you heard that right, 6666. This is for the U.S. and also for some other countries. Dr. Buttar's team put this petition together, and it also includes some other countries. So please go and check it out to see if your country is on the list. This bill is absolutely demonic, and they're calling it the TRACE Act. They are proposing to spend $100 billion a year on testing for the virus. This is unprecedented. But wait till you hear this. They want to test by force. You will have no choice if this bill passes, and it will allow them to enter your home forcibly and remove any family members, including yourself and your children, if you or they test positive. They will detain you in a quarantine area for as long as they deem necessary. So to me, this sounds like a concentration camp. They have lost their minds. They have just become drunk with power. For real, this is crazy. And this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. They're going too far, and we have to wake up. This is the flu, people. It goes away in 2 weeks, and we just keep allowing them to just keep doing this and extending things and going, it's the flu. Keep in mind that the CDC has already admitted that they cannot accurately test for the virus because they never isolated the virus, and the tests have been proven to give high amounts of false positives. So that means that people are being tested positive who really don't have the virus. They've never isolated it. So you can't test for something that you never isolated. And that's why they're going off of symptoms. And what are the symptoms? Flu symptoms, cold symptoms. And once again, everyone has forgotten what the CDC said about the test giving false positive. And the news is pushing the narrative for testing. So now they want to force you to take the test, and the test is giving false positives. And then they want to forcibly remove you and any of your family members, including your children, from your home and put you in isolation somewhere. This is what happened in China. People were being dragged out of their homes and never seen again. And don't think this can't happen here, because they're trying to do it. So this has to be stopped. We have to come together to stop this. If we don't stand up now, then we are going to lose every right that we have. And what is it going to take for us to stand up? Are we going to stand up when it's too late? When you're being marched into an oven? So don't take this lightly, because this bill is real. So please go to our website and click on the link to sign the petition and say no to this bill. We've already seen how our lives have been changed after 9/11, and they continue to take away our freedoms under the premise of public safety and national security. And this will continue to happen until we stand up and say no. I want to remind you that no matter how evil their plans are, spirit is with us. If we unite together and stand as one, we can stop their plan, just like when the world came together and stopped Hitler. But they did wait a little too long. So please don't wait until it's too late. We have to act now and use this as an opportunity to change our world for the better. Stand up and let your voice be heard. Go to awakenthehealing.com and say no before it's too late. Together we can make a difference in this world, but we must act. Do it for your children. Do it for future generations, because they deserve to have a chance to live the life of their dreams. And now is the time that we can stop this plan from becoming our nightmare. Shine your light for the world to see and let your voice be heard. Sound your trumpet. Let's stand together, family, and take back our planet. Know that I love you, and this is why I do what I do. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.